It's a Fast Lane on 101 ESPN with Jamie Rivers and Brad Thompson and Anthony Stalter. We got Blues hockey tonight, season opener. Blues and Avalanche pregame starting at 8:30. You hear all the play-by-play right here on the home of the Blues, Blues Radio Network. And joining us right now via the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line, and I think this might be our biggest celebrity off the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line.
It's actually finally celebrity.
It's paying off, exactly. Yes.
With all due respect to our other celebrities.
Of course. And to Brad Thompson.
Yeah, 100%. St. Louis's own John Hamm. What's up, John?
Hey there, everybody. Hello to both Brown and Crouppen.
All right, John. It's opening night for the Blues. It's kind of weird because it's January 13th. We're not used to that. But how excited are you to see this year's Blues team? And how do you think they're going to stack up against the Colorado Avalanche right away?
I think it's going to be a great game. I think that both of these teams, the way they're built now, kind of are weird mirror images of each other. I think it's going to be this new kind of new look Blues team. As much as you kind of lament losing guys like Steiner and Petro and the guys that we lost over the years and not having Vladdy at full health. Obviously, it's given a lot of these younger guys some chance to really step up. And I think that, you know, the new normal in the NHL and the gold standard is all about speed. And a lot of these young guys give us a lot more speed and aggressiveness in that area, which is awesome.
John, I was thinking about the Blues celebration the other day when they won the Stanley Cup, and obviously you were here, you were a part of it, you got to feel it. Dude, how pumped up are you that the Blues, not that you don't want them to win every single year, but how pumped up are you as a Blues fan that the Blues didn't win their first ever Stanley Cup during a pandemic? Because I'm thinking about like seeing all the people here and how pumped up it was. That would have sucked.
Can you imagine nobody on Market Street?
Yes.
Oh no, it would have been awful. No kidding. No, I was talking with Patty Maroon over the course of their run this last year in the bubble, and I said it's basically the exact same thing. Like, how terrible would it have been to have all that, and then God, you can't even kiss the cup and pass it around. You'd have to like wipe it off with sanitizer and
that's true too.
You know, cover it in Saran wrap or something. So it's I was glad. It was a bummer that we didn't really get a chance to defend the title in a real way, because we were playing so great, obviously, before lockdown happened and everything. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. And I think that hopefully we can come back stronger. And I think we're going to give it a good run this year.
All right. So, John, like you said, we lost Steiner, J-Bo, Petro. The team has a new look. And in that new look, we got Torey Krug and Mike Hoffman. I mean, Doug Armstrong must be some kind of a wizard, or he has pictures of somebody. I don't know what's going on, but he's filled the voids pretty good. Yeah, what are you expecting to see out of these guys? I mean, it's a different look, but nonetheless pretty exciting to see some offense.
It is, and it's addressing needs. I mean, that's really what it's all about. I think Army did a great job at looking at where we were, where we could get better, not necessarily where we were bad, because we weren't really bad. We had one of the best records in the NHL before the stoppage. So it wasn't like we were luffing at our sails or anything. It's just, where could we be better? And then what is the trends that are happening in the game? And I think adding those guys, I think, opens up a lot of ice for even other guys. You might get to see somebody like Justin Falk, who kind of was skating in sand for a little while because he was on his wrong side. Maybe he gets to open up a little bit. We know he's a great player. He just needs to get the opportunity. So I think that people, you know, like up and down the organization get the opportunity to really shine. And I think that that's what you get when you have an organization like the Blues, and especially guys running it like Mr. Armstrong, who really knows how to address the team's needs.
John Hamm joining us right now on the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. John, the level of detail that you're going into to talking about the Blues, it's obvious, and we know here in St. Louis how big of a Blues fan you are. But after they won the Cup, I'm interested, when you were on set or you're working on a project, did you have to convince like your castmates? Were they looking at you like, oh really? You're a Blues fan now? Okay. Like, did you have
bandwagon?
Yeah. Did you have to convince them that you grew up in some of the leaner times? And I'm really talking about Jamie Rivers.
Yeah, no.
Time.
It took me about 5 seconds to make them understand that I know what I'm talking about. But also, I happened to be up in Vancouver shooting a commercial during Game 7, which is why I wasn't in Boston. And I'm going to say that that was lucky that I wasn't there because it turned out okay for us. But I got on a plane the next day, flew right to St. Louis, and went right to the team dinner because I was invited by Steiner and a couple of the other guys, and Chaser and those guys. And they said, "You're coming. You got to come." So I basically just got on a plane from Vancouver to, again, in the before times when you could get on a plane and just go somewhere. Boston Bruins because of their history. So they were more than happy to accommodate my, not only did they have a TV set up, but the first AD on the shoot kept giving me, you know, little hints about how it was going. I didn't want anybody spoiling anything, but he kind of gave me the nod and a little tap on the nose, like, it's going very well for you. So I had some very nice compatriots there that were rooting for us.
Yeah, there's no love lost in Vancouver for the Boston Bruins, as we know. But look, what's your setup now, right? Because I don't know if you're on location or if you're on a break right now. I don't know how the industry is going for you guys right now. But what's your setup? Like, tonight, it's the season opener for the Blues. Are you wearing the new retro jersey? Are you wearing the old retro jersey? Which one is your favorite jersey, actually?
Well, I have quite a few jerseys. Tonight, I think I'm going to bust out the Winter Classic, the 70s baby blue.
It's my favorite
tonight. But I've got my girlfriend and her sister and her best friend here. They're all newly minted Blues fans. I made them jump on board. So their first year of celebrating was of being fans was 2019. So they know nothing other than the great success of the organization. So they'll be the lucky charms, and we'll continue that. But we'll be on. I'm at home. We'll be on the couch. We'll be watching. The dog will be there, and we'll. I leave for Vancouver to do another project on Sunday. So I'll be watching the rest of it remotely, but from what I understand, Canada has some pretty good hockey coverage, so I don't think I'll be wanting in that resort anyway.
No, you won't be. Now, I noticed you did get the new Blues retro jersey. I saw you got that, right? The Blues sent that to you?
Yeah. I got it sent to me, yeah.
Apparently mine's still in the mail. I haven't gotten mine yet. But I'm glad you got yours, John.
Well, you know, I have to say about those. When they all came out, I thought, oh, this is a great idea, you know, whatever. And then when ours came out, I went, oh, we're doing that one. And then
I'm with you. I was there too.
I saw that all of every website had the ranking of all of them, and I thought that we're always everything I read was either the Blues retro was in the top five or the bottom five. So I figured, all right, well, you know, if you're gonna have a thing, it might as well be spark some kind of emotional reaction on one end or the other. So I bet they'll sell like hotcakes, no joke.
It's very noticeable, at the very least. We'll give it that
absolutely.
One for sure. And if you win in it, everything looks good.
St. Louis Blues like a lot of red.
For sure. I thought I was done with those after I got finished playing here, but they brought them back.
I remember the first time they came through. I was still living in St. Louis, and I just thought, okay, we're playing in an arena where the seats are teal and green. Oh, and the jerseys are majority red. And if the team's named the Blues, I was like, it's time for me to move.
Hully loved him. Hully absolutely loved him. You should have seen. He looked like he had about 12 bitter beers for the first time we had to put those things on. He was so pissed.
I can only imagine the language that came out of his mouth when he had to throw those.
Just spewing Ginsu knives everywhere. You had to kind of take cover.
That tracks.
John, we have talked a ton, obviously. We've been doing a sports show. We've been fortunate enough they haven't canned us during a pandemic when there wasn't any sports. We were able to come up with stuff. We were talking about marble races. I mean, anything you could think of, we were yapping about. So we know the effect that it's had on this industry, and thank God, like, we're back to getting close to whatever normal is again. What about your industry? Like, what has it been like for you? I know these big films probably aren't getting made. Stuff is going direct to the consumer sitting at home. Like, what has your industry been like right now?
Well, like pretty much everything else, it's just a big unknown. You know, it's a big question mark because none of us have lived through anything like this. So everybody's trying to kind of get back to work in a safe and responsible way and really pay attention to how best to do that. I did a film myself in October, November in Detroit with Steven Soderbergh and Don Cheadle and a bunch of guys, and we all bubbled up. We stayed in the same hotel, and and everybody got tested every day or every other day, and that was how we made it through, and we made it through. We shot a movie in 6 weeks. It'll come out on HBO Max or something down the line. But, you know, what's the future of theaters? I have no idea. What's the future of live music? I don't know. Live theater, comedy, all this stuff that we, you know, used to just take for granted is kind of a big question mark now. So I'm getting ready to head out up to Canada to do another movie where I'll have to go and I land and go through the works and then sit in the hotel room for 2 weeks for a 14-day quarantine, like hard quarantine, can't leave. And then the same deal, we'll get tested every day and everybody will be as careful as they can. So, you know, the short answer is, I don't know. And the long answer is, we'll see, you know, so it's, we're trying our best, you know, like you guys, I got into about every other version of sports I could, whether it was esports or drone racing or marble, you know, marble run or whatever. I mean, anything.
Lost a lot of money on that.
I've never been on the yellow marble, man. It looks cool.
couple more things for John Hamm. John, I'm interested. So you were talking about you spent a lot of time, and we knew that too. During the Blues Stanley Cup run, you hung around with the team. You hung around with both former players and current players. Who was the one guy that wanted to talk to you constantly about, like, roles you've been in, movies you've been in, Mad Men? Like, who was the one player? And then, conversely, who was the one player you wanted to seek out to bend their ear about playing for the Blues?
Well, you know, that's a great question, by the way, because I had a couple of the older guys that really wanted to talk to me about you know, Hollywood and the career and whatnot and this and the other. But the most interesting conversation I had was with Binnington, who was his girlfriend, I guess, is an actress or was going to be an actress or something. He was pumping me constantly. I'm like, who do I need? Who does she need to talk to? And what agent? And this and that and the other. And I was kind of like, well, it ain't like hockey. Like, it's not, there's not a developmental league that you go to and then you rise into up the ranks or anything like that. It's a lot of it is luck and being in the right place at the right time. And I told him my story about, you know, when I was 25, I just basically turned my car on Highway 70 and pointed it west and didn't stop till I got to California. But so, you know, a lot of the guys were very interested. And I used to talk to Cena about it all the time too. I've known Alex for quite some time. In fact, we just talked the other day. I was wishing him luck on retirement and hoping his back feels better. But the guys that I got to really, really enjoy talking to and getting to know were guys like Ryan O'Reilly, who I'm thrilled that he's going to be wearing the C this year. I think it's a great fit. I think he's going to be great. Patty Maroon, another guy whose success I couldn't be happier for. And then the young guy, you know, like Barbie and Sundquist, those guys. Like I got to really be welcomed into that locker room in a way that I was very surprised about. And it was an incredible honor. And it was not lost on me that not a lot of people get to do that. And, you know, they were to a man, very, very, appreciative and gracious, which was, you know, I mean, that says a lot about those guys in general, but our guys in particular.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about that team, right, was the culture that they have and what they've developed and how awesome they are as a group. And this speaks volumes for you to say that about them, too. As we move into the game tonight, and this is the last one I got for you, and I won't ask you for your, like, Stanley Cup prediction because we're all like, go Blues, we all bleed blue. But for tonight, what are you thinking for the Blues here? What do you think? What are our chances? And if you're so bold, maybe a little prediction on the score, because our guy BT may or may not have an over-under bet on this one.
I think there's going to be some offense. I really do. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair. You know, who knows? Binner could stand on his head, and it could be 5-0. But I bet the winning team will score at least 4, and I think that's going to be us.
I like it.
4-1, I hear. All right. I bet the under, John.
BT bet the under, so
Look, I left you the opportunity. All Bitter's got to do is stand on his head, which he's done before, so there you have it.
It's a good point. It's a good point. All right, John. Look, I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate you taking the time to come on here, talk some Blues hockey. All the best to you and everybody who's with you and watching the game tonight and the dog as well. And safe travels up to Canada, and best of luck on that project.
Thanks again. We'll talk during the season, and let's go Blues.
Hey, John, too, if you're in town, man, we'd love to have you stop by the studio as well. Have you on again.
Absolutely. Will do.
All right. Thanks, John. Thank you for your time. All right. That's John Hamm, super fan for the Blues.
Who is that again?
He was in, boy, he's been in a lot of things.
He's kind of a big deal on this roster. Are you kidding me?
Town.
It's kind of a big deal now.